When you sit down to start reading the directions, read the directions all the way through before you even start so you have an idea of what's going to happen. And then, on number one, you read it and you do it. I will be giving you a sticker with an arrow in it. Move that sticker without touching the sticky part, because then it ruins the sticker. Move that sticker with that arrow down the page so that when you take your hands out of the book, you don't lose your spot. Especially if you get distracted easily. Yes. Okay? I tend to leave my finger in the book on the step, because in these books there might be four directions in one sentence. And you have to be thorough and patient and make sure that you don't just do one thing, read it and do one thing and then go to the next exercise. You're going to lose a lot of points that way. So if it says change the font to size 12, that means you leave your finger in the book and you go to 12. And then it'll say size or change the font style. Change the font style, okay? We're four words in and there's been two directions. Okay? Then it'll say boldface it. Boldface it. And then it'll say something else. Center it, maybe. So four directions in five words. Okay? Do you see how important these directions are? So, my suggestion, this is what worked for me because I've done every single exercise in these books. I've done them. So I know where you can make your mistakes and I know where you might struggle and all the things. Leave your finger in the book. Use your mouth, do the things, and then move your sticker to the next instruction. Then, if you leave it hanging out the side, like that, when you come in the next day, you can come in and open it up and say, oh, yeah, I'm on step 7. That's where I left off. Do you see how useful that little tool is? Okay? But it's only useful if you use it in a way that's useful. If you put it on the inside here, you can't even find what exercise you were on. If you don't leave that tab out and you stick it in there, you're not going to know what page you were on. Does that make sense? Okay. So you have to find out what works for you, but then you have to read the directions, reread the directions, reread the directions. Ever before you turn it in. You need to proofread before you turn it in. Okay? Then it tells you about reference boxes. Sometimes there's extra information needed to complete the activities, and those will be generally in black. If you look at the next example where it says how to buy a used car, they have figures, numbered figures. Those are showing you what text needs to be typed and formatted into the finished project. On the left side of that, it says important formatting notes. Your default page margins. Do you know what a page margin is?
It's the side of the page.
It is. So in this example, it's a very small page margin. This one's bigger, this one's bigger. It's that white space around the edge of the paper. Okay? We can change our margins. We can only change the top once and the bottom once, but we can change the sides multiple times. Every line down the page could have a different margin on the left and the right. By default, if you read this, it says many of the activities in this book are set up to use the default page margins set within Word. If page margins are not specified within the instructions of an activity, the following default page margins should be used. This is how you set margins. Are you prepared to take notes? So you should say margins. You go to page layout. In the page setup group. In the page setup group. You click margins.
Okay.
They have a bunch of pre-made ones. Oh, look at there. Default margins. Do those match what it says there in this bottom here? It says top and bottom are set to 1, and left and right are set to 1.25. Do you see that? Right here? It says it right here? Yes?
Yes.
Okay. So you can click it right there. If it's there. If it's not there, you're going to have to go to custom. If your choices that you want is not there, you go to custom margins and you fill it out. So I'd have to type a 0.25 in there. And then I'd say set as default. Look at my finger. Set as default. And then you'd say okay. Yeah, it'll say whatever says top and bottom set to 1 inch, left and right to 1.25 inches. And you know that the quotation mark means inches, yes? Do you know that? What's a foot?
1 foot.
The apostrophe, okay?
That's what I meant. I'm going to put that in the...
And then in the third example in this book shows you the format sample, what it should look like when it's done. They don't give you too many of those in this book. I know that Chloe just got done with 2 exercises that had that example. But most of the time they don't give you examples of what it should look like. Do not try to make it match the book. I grade the directions, not the pictures. So the pictures are there as a guideline. Yours will never match it exactly. Okay? So don't try to spend time trying to make it look like the book. Okay, save your notes.
Miss Nesbitt, I wrote proofread often or Miss Nesbitt will kill you.
Yes, yes. I have a flashlight at home under the sink that says if you move this flashlight, you will die. Because I had children, and that was a really important flashlight to keep under the sink so we knew where it was if the power went out. And they would be punished if that was missing. Okay, so save your notes, start putting everything away, and clean your area.
I already have 137 words on there.
Cool.
I never knew this. Bob Ross is dead.
What?
Because the next activity was like mailing address to, like, Fan, because, you know...
Oh, the artist, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know he was dead.
Yeah, he died, what, about 3 years ago, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
Mailing a what to what?
So the next activity is, like, a fan letter, and so you had to get him the mailing address. I never knew Bob Ross was dead.
Yeah, I think he died... It's been sometime in the last 5 years, I think.
Yeah,
he's
been
dead
for a while.
Yeah.
What did he have? Well, he was pretty... He was older. But I think he might have had some health issues. Leukemia, maybe? I need some planners. I need some disinfecting going on. Please wipe the backs of your chairs where you touched them. Clean your back black boards where you touched them. Yes.
Do you have the label?
No, I'll have to get it down from the office, and I will try to remember to get it for our next class period, which will be Thursday.
Yeah.
Aubrey, have I signed your planner?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
speak. Oh, that lasagna does not like me today.
I thought it was tasty. Where? Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Also, people, do you see these paper messes that belong to Chloe and Dalton? These are not to be left out of your binders.
Yeah, well, I didn't even know that before.
Yes, keep your tests.
Where do you want to keep it?
You could probably put it in your folder. You can do it on Thursday if you don't have time now.
We did.
Thank you, Chloe.
Caution
here, too. Do you see the cartoon character screws here? That will eat your hands alive if you're not paying attention. You know, like where things come through and like gonna get you through the walls in cartoons. Okay, so please be careful. Don't stab yourselves.
Can't we take them out of the wall?
No, because the smart board on the other side would fall down. I think that whoever hung that smart board did not realize this is not a wall. It's a bookcase. It's not a wall. It's a bookcase.
That's true. That's kind of true.
So, I caution you.
See ya.
All right. See you later. Have a great evening.
Take some pictures. I'm taking a video.
How do you want it? Oh, I guess we have to hold that here.
Yeah. Did I sign for you? Okay.